The roadside inspection process for tractor trailer rigs is an essential part of ensuring the safety and compliance of commercial vehicles on the road. These inspections are typically conducted by law enforcement personnel at designated inspection stations or during random roadside checks. The process involves several steps and levels of inspection, each with a specific focus. Here is an overview of the roadside inspection process. Pre-screening. When approaching a weigh station or inspection site, drivers must obey traffic signs and signals. Automated systems or roadside inspection stations may pre-screen vehicles for potential issues like weight violations, registration problems, or safety concerns. Weigh station check, if applicable. At weigh stations, vehicles may be required to pull onto a scale for a weight check. Overweight or improperly loaded vehicles may be directed for further inspection. Driver credentials check. Law enforcement will check the driver's identification, including their commercial driver's license, CDL, medical examiner's certificate, and logbook hours of service documentation. They will also verify the driver's qualifications and adherence to federal regulations. Vehicle inspection levels. The inspection process has several levels, ranging from level I to level V8, with each level involving a progressively more comprehensive examination. The most common levels are level I inspection, a thorough inspection that covers both driver and vehicle requirements. Level II second inspection, a walk-around inspection focused on the driver and vehicle components visible without physically getting under the vehicle. Level the third inspection, an inspection of the driver's documents, including hours of service, records of duty status, and other driver qualifications. Level 4 inspection, a special inspection for hazardous materials compliance. Level V inspection, a thorough inspection of the vehicle's cargo. Level VSI inspection. Level VII inspection, an inspection of all commercial motor vehicles involved in the transportation of hazardous materials. Level V8 inspection, an inspection of vehicles involved in the transportation of hazardous materials, requiring a full cargo tank inspection. Vehicle inspection elements. The inspection process may include checks of brakes, lights, tires, steering, suspension, exhaust systems, coupling devices, and other critical safety components. Cargo inspection. If cargo is being transported, it may be inspected for proper securement, labeling, and compliance with hazardous materials regulations. Out-of-service criteria. If a driver or vehicle fails the inspection, they may be placed out of service until the identified issues are corrected. Inspection results. Inspection results, whether passed or failed, are documented and recorded. Violations and defects are documented, and corrective actions are outlined for the driver and the carrier. Driver's signature. The driver may be asked to sign the inspection report, acknowledging receipt of the results. Reporting and compliance. Inspection data is reported to relevant authorities and can impact a carrier's safety rating. Carriers must address any violations and defects to maintain compliance. Corrective actions. If there are identified defects, the driver or carrier must take corrective actions, such as repairing the vehicle before it can return to service. Post-inspection review. The driver and carrier should review the inspection report, address violations or defects, and make necessary repairs or adjustments to ensure compliance. Appeals process. Drivers or carriers who disagree with the inspection results may have the option to appeal and request a re-inspection. Compliance with the roadside inspection process is essential for safe and efficient commercial vehicle operations. Tractor-trailer operators should always be prepared for these inspections by ensuring their vehicles and documents are in order, which helps maintain safety on the road and regulatory compliance.